John Tyler was one of a long line of Virginia presidents. Born into wealth and prestige, he was a son of a judge who later became governor of Virginia. It was no surprise when John entered William and Mary College at age 12 to study law. Tyler served his home state well as a representative, governor, and senator. He came into the national limelight as a vice president. The ticket balancer in the famous and glitzy Tippecanoe and Tyler II campaign of 1840. After one short month and the death of President Harrison, John Tyler became president. The experience earned him the title Accidental President. Tragedy struck after President Tyler's first year in the White House. His wife died of a stroke. Before his term was over, he remarried Julia Gardiner, a woman 30 years younger than himself. She bore him 5 boys and 2 girls, the youngest daughter born when Tyler was 70 years old. The independent Tyler had fought in earlier years for strict interpretation of the Constitution. When Henry Clay and other members of Congress presented bills for a new Bank of the United States and for higher tariffs, Tyler vetoed them. Resentment grew, and he became the first president to have an impeachment resolution brought against him. Later in life, Tyler voted for Virginia to secede from the Union and was elected to the Confederate House of Representatives. His death went unrecognized in Washington, D.C. for 50 years.